far by the brass with the rocket ready. And I switch between them tools like a Giacometti.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And if there ever was a chicken with her head cut off, that's me. I'm running around town trying to get stuff done. And of course, I'm here like on air 12 minutes late. But hey, you know what? It's podcast, which means probably nobody's listening to me live, which is fine. And here I am. Anyways, that was awesome. Who doesn't love them some, you know, Carrie Brownstein and company, Mary, what's her face? What's her name? Mary. Okay, whatever. From Helium. Mary Timoney. And anyways, that band was Wild Flag. It's a super group of like four girls, four females who kill it. The song we heard was Electric Band from their 2011 self-titled release. Of course, Carrie Brownstein is of Sleater-Kinney. Oh, of course, the other member is the drummer Janet Weiss. So both Janet Weiss and Carrie Brownstein went to fame with the band Sleater-Kinney out of Portland/Olympia. Now, Janet Weiss did not appear on the last record of Slater Kinney's, which was released, I don't know, a year and a half ago, something like that. And it's kind of a shame. It was produced by Saint Vincent, and there's some rumors that there was something that came between the band, or at least Janet Weiss. Now, Janet Weiss suffered a pretty severe car crash, I don't know, a year or so ago. And she broke her leg, her collarbone. She's been in recovery still. I just started following her on Instagram, and it looks pretty pretty rough. She is maybe my most favorite drummer ever. She's so tight, so good. And speaking of maybe why I was late, one of the reasons is my physiotherapy for this finger, my left ring finger. I'm still in physiotherapy. I'm in the midst of it, which was shattered August 1st in a dog walking incident. Don't ask. Anyways, I had surgery. I've told you about this. I've been going through physiotherapy, and it's really been sort of stressing me out that the tip of this finger is not bending. And it seems like today my finger physio lady confirmed it, and she seemed pretty concerned. At which point I was like told, yeah, you know, we'll just have to go back to the doctor, and he may have to get back in there, and it's probably a tendon issue that you know, was something went wrong during the surgery. Perhaps, we don't know. And I'm thinking, oh, really? I mean, I should be great. And I am grateful. I am so grateful. My finger is still there the whole nine. I really am. But I'm just getting tired. And I don't know if I'll ever be able to play the bass again or the guitar. I've got like a ski pass for this upcoming season. Can I put my hand around a ski pole? I don't know. Like my left hand currently, it's not making a fist to begin with. I can't make a fist. And again, the top, so like my left ring finger is like a poker. I can bend it at the joint halfway. Maybe we're still working on it, but the tip isn't bending and it's a poker finger. Like it just sticks right out. And it's, I gotta be honest, it's really stressing me out. So, yeah. Anyways, I had to call in a sub for tomorrow. I have to go back, do some sort of intense physio tomorrow morning. She's a little concerned, and it hurts too. Let me tell you, she's like, make sure to like take your pain medications before you come. And I'm like, what? When she first told me that, I was like, what? Whoa. And she's tough. Her name is Joyce. And it's like, she's wrenching my hand and just like, and I'm like in tears. And mind you, I'm at some place called the Hand Clinic. This is at VGH. It's like rehab. And I mean, I'm such a baby, really, in the grand scheme of things. Because, you know, I don't know, a few sessions ago when I went, there's a guy next to me who had lost all of his fingers. Okay. So I'm like such a baby. So that poor guy, I don't know how he's coping. But anyways, it's pretty, it's messing with my head, if that makes any sense. I just really hope to be able to do the things I did before. But whatever, that's life. C'est la vie, I guess. Okay. So we are now moving into some territory deep in the past, not too deep. Yeah, pretty deep. Okay, 1985. We're going back to 1985 with this next one. By the way, before I even go on to tell you that we're going to be listening to the Jesus and Mary Chain, let me tell you that my name is Anita B. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I am here every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And that's the deal. I've been doing this show since like, I'm thinking 2003. Yeah. Now, the show used to be purely Canadian music. I've since, in the past, I don't know, four years, opened the borders to whatever I like, basically. Mostly just like indie rock, sometimes hip hop, that kind of thing. Garage rock, Yeah, punk rock. Okay, so let's go to Scotland, which is where these guys are from, the Jesus and Mary Chain. And they're cute. I always had a crush on the two of them. They're brothers, the two guys. And yeah, we're going to hear something from their fabulous record, Psycho Candy, Just Like Honey. And let's listen to it. Okay, let's take a look here. Am I good? Maybe. Just Like Honey. All right, let's take a look here. Is that working? Yes, it is. So far, I have not screwed up. So that's exciting. Here we go. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Outside and argue all night long about You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
That cut out quick. Okay, I think that's done. That right there was the Spits, who I did see, I don't know, like four-ish years ago with my friend Cece, maybe 3 years ago. We saw them at the Rickshaw. It was some festival. And the Spits are totally rad. They, at least for that show, they dressed up like Grim Reapers. Grim Reapers. Hey, speaking of Grim Reapers, I think I'm going to play something from the band White Reaper, who I do adore. If you ever get the chance to see the Spits, do it. Now, they've been around since, like, I don't know. That first record was 2002, and they're from Kalamazoo, Michigan, but had since moved and are based out of Seattle. So that's the Spits. Before that, we heard something from Primitive Radio Gods. That is a band, or a guy, if you will, who had that was a really big hit back in like 96, and it was like on the soundtrack for Cable Guy. Remember that movie? Yeah. And what else can I tell you about Primitive Radio Gods? They are from, well, it's like one guy, the band, I think, based around him, SoCal. That is where Primitive Radio Gods is from. And then before that, we heard the Jesus and Mary Chain. Now the time is 7:04. And we're going to move on and listen to something from... hold on a second here. Let's make sure this is all working. Jawbreaker. The band from New York City. New York City, they had been in existence from 86 to 96. They then got back together in 2017. I know somebody, I know a few people who went to their reunion show, which was at some big festival. And we're going to hear perhaps one of their bigger songs or biggest song. It's called Want. And I love the song. It's so good. Okay, let's make sure we're good. Okay. My name is Anita B. That's who I am. And... yeah, let's continue to do this rock and roll here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
For 100.
All right, that of course was Jawbreaker, but I just want to make fix the mistake I made, and I said that the Spits, I think I said that they started in 02. No, they were founded in 1993, so I'm sure you really don't care that much, but I just thought I'd fix that. Anyways, let's move on, and let's hear some more stuff. Let's go to a local band. I'm talking about Tough Age. The band is comprised of Penny Clark, Jesse Locke, Jarrett Evans Sampson, Claire Paquette, and Peter Woodford. We're going to hear something from the record they released last year, I believe on Mint Records. Hold on a second. Do I know this? Yes. I think. Anyways, go to their Bandcamp. Check it out. And we're going to hear the song Possession. And what's the name of this record? I think it's called, Which Way Am I? Which Way Am I is the name of the record. Again, we're going to hear Possession here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Turkey Island to the world.
Don't need to whine, boy, I can wind up toy.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and that right there is the band Chains of Love from the year 2014. We heard the song So Low. You can find that on their Misery Makers Volume 2 release. Now, Chains of Love are comprised of, the drummer is, Felix Fung. Felix Fung, who is super famous around town for being a killer record producer. He records bands. Now the other names escape me who's in this band, but there's definitely a couple of girls at least. And I've never seen them live, but I particularly like the record Strange Gray Days. Now that, as I mentioned, was on their 2014 release. Let's take a look here. I don't think they're around anymore. But yeah. All right. That is what that was all about. Chains of Love. Okay. Before that, we heard something from Alaska from their 95-ish release, which was self-titled. They put out two records in total. That first record was perfection. Like, I was such, and I still am, such a huge Elastica fan. I saw them in Detroit at, not the shelter, but at St. Andrews Hall back in the 90s. And they just blew me away. And back then, you know, being a female and just starting to play an instrument myself, I mean, there really weren't that many girls out there rocking. I mean, it's a real thing. That's why Sarah McLachlan did the whole, you know, Lilith tour. So it was kind of more of an oddity, you know? Elastica was comprised, of course, of Justine Frischman on lead vocals, guitar. And then you had, I forget her name, the guitar player who sang backup and some of the songs, not really, but... And then you had a female bass player, Annie. And then you had Justin. I'll never forget his name because I know Justine. And then, of course, the drummer without the E, Justin. And from England, Justine Frischman ended up dating what's-his-face from Pulp, the cute boy. And I believe they had a nasty breakup and some of the songs were written about him. And what was his name? Damon Albarn. Yep. A very pretty boy. There you go. That was Elastica. Okay, now before that, we heard Tough Age, a local co-ed band, with the song Possession off their newest release from last year, Which Way Am I? The time is 7:24. Why don't we check out the weather? Let's see what's happening here in Vancouver. All right. Now, yesterday was kind of a perfect day. It really was beautiful. I think it was like a high of 19 or 20 and just perfectly like brilliant, no cloud in the sky, sunshine. It was glorious. Of course, I had to work. Tomorrow's Thursday, where we are going to be getting a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 18. Now, Friday is looking good. Friday is a mix of sun and clouds as well. High of 21. And then we head into the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, highs of 18. Saturday looks good. A continuation of, you know, a mix of sun and clouds. And then Sunday, however, we get into the rains, Sunday and Monday. Okay, so there's that. Okay, let's move on. 7:24. Let's go to the next band who I am in love with, at least this song. I'm like super in love with this song. Which is Might Be Right. These guys, White Reaper, are out of all places, Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah, they're from Kentucky. You don't hear a lot of bands that are cool out of Kentucky, do you? No, I don't think so. Anyways, this song, when I started playing it like a year and a half or whatever ago, it was embedded in my brain. It was burned. I could not get the song out of my head. For good reason. It's so good. So hopefully you enjoy it. And there you go. That's the deal here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.com.
The next one.
Blondie was with me for a summer. He flirted like a maniac, but I wouldn't bite. I'm weak and he was so persistent. He only had to have me cause I put up a fight.
Oh God, the boy had such an ego. He liked to talk about himself all day and all night. You think you're such a lady killer, but you were nothing special till you turned out the light. When he's nice to me.
Oops, we had a technical difficulty. Let me try this again. I was like playing something here. Let me try this. Let me kill that. Ah, boy, oh boy. Let me try this again. 1 second. This, by the way, in case you're curious, this right here is Lush out of England. I love Lush, especially back in the day. This is from their 1996 record, Lady Killers. We are hearing, we're listening to the song. Or no, hold on a second here. Let me see. Do I have this right? The record is called Love Life, and we're listening to the song Single Girl. So let me just get that back. We had a little bit of a situation. Hold on. Okay, let me try this again. Why is that not working? Okay, I think we're good.
Such a lady killer, super sexy mister, call it what you will. You think you're such a lady killer, I just bet you're still there, posing in the mirror. Hey girls, you're such a lady killer, but we know where it's coming from, we know the score.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Something to wear on your sleeve of sleeves, so you swear you just saw a feathery woman carry a blindfolded man through the streets, shower.
CITR is where we're at. That right there is the band out of New York City, The National, with Mistaken for Strangers off their 07 record Boxer. Before that, we heard something from Beirut. Beirut is one guy. I forget his name. I think it's Zach. Oh, hold on. I think it's... let's take a look here. I know his name someplace. It's really based on one guy. Yeah, Zach Condon. And he's actually from Albuquerque, and which is pretty cool. Well, he was born in Albuquerque. He grew up in Virginia and Santa Fe, New Mexico. One of my favorite songs of all by Beirut. Actually, one of my favorite songs ever is Santa Fe. If you don't know it, make sure to check out Beirut's song, Santa Fe. So perfect. And such a good video. It's genius. All right, that was Beirut with Riptide from the 2011 release of the same name. Lush we had in there before that with Single Girl from their record Love Life. All right, the time is 7:44. And let's get into this something from this band that is out of all places, Tennessee. Well, Memphis is not that unusual to have music come from. But so they're originally from Memphis. They've since relocated to Asheville. The band is Raining Sound. They were signed to Merge Records, or they are signed to Merge Records. Also they released stuff on Sympathy for the Record label, or sorry, Sympathy for the Record Industry, which is a super cool label. My band actually, God, I think we almost had something released on that label. But whatever. Oh, that was way back when. Okay, Raining Sound is what we're listening to now. The song is we're going to hear is from the 2002 record Time Bomb High School. It's called Stormy Weather. All right. This is exciting. I really like this song. Sorry. I'm just a little bit slow on the draw here. I'm probably actually set up. Here we go. This is it. Stormy Weather. Yeah. And I'm hitting this all up at you from CITR, which is at the very western tip of the peninsula that forms the city of Vancouver. We're here at UBC, and the semester is well underway. Yes, it is. All right, I'm going to stop talking, and let's start rocking here at CITR. 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Oh,
right, folks. That is about it for me, I believe. The time is 7:53. And Sam Squanch's Hideaway is coming to a close for September 22nd. It says it's September 22nd. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow is the 23rd. I was confusing the days. Today is the first day of fall. Can you believe that? It is. It's the first day of fall. It always makes me sad. It really does. But now that I've found a new love called skiing, I'm getting closer to ski season. And if it's already September 22nd, Cyprus is due to open around 2 months from now, sort of mid to late November. So that's what I have for me. So I'm going to play us something from Yola Tango. This is one of their sort of, I don't know, standout songs. It's called Autumn Sweater. It's very appropriate. And you can hear it off a record that I got way back in the day of theirs, off their record called I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One. I have that CD still someplace. I can't believe it. Yeah. So let's take a listen to this. And I will be back in 2 more weeks. If today is the 22nd, when is 2 weeks from now? Let me take a look here. Oh, let's take a look here. That would be October 6th. October 6th, my ex-husband's birthday. Happy early birthday, Rolf. He's a good guy. He's a nice Libra. Oh, it's also Libra season. So happy birthday. Viva la Libra. My old band had a song called Viva la Libra. Speaking of which, my old drummer, not my drummer, but the band's drummer, not like my drummer, Larie, it's her birthday coming up soon. So she will be starting her next revolution around the sun, or completing it, on the 27th. So yeah. Actually, it's funny. Larie reminds me of Yola Tango. The two of us really like the band, and especially her. Okay, enough of that. Let's listen to Autumn Sweater. And I will see you guys in a couple weeks. Make sure to, if you can, okay, why is that doing that? What was I going to say? To go to this, is there still music? Yeah. Oh yeah, that's Husker Du. We don't want to hear that. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, yeah. Go check out the CITR.ca site because you can find all the show's podcasts there. So if you missed part of my show or you really like my show, because who wouldn't? Duh. You can check out all the old podcasts. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking and let's listen to some Yola Tango here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.